1972 was the last time we had Florida Folk Festival in May. That was the year we had wall-to-wall people. You remember, some of you do. It was the last time that Bob Beers was ever with us. But I well remember that on the program that Saturday night was a young lady who came highly recommended to us. We auditioned her by tape, but we had never seen her. And she proved to be the real sleeper of the 1972 Florida Folk Festival. Betty Smith, a truly great folk singer. Let's welcome Betty Smith of Marietta, Georgia. And you'll notice that her psaltery is much like Bob's.
This is a Bob Beers model psaltery. And with all the rain, I was really tempted to bring the little portable one. But I thought because of the anniversary year that we needed a big one here. So I've really got some Irish and Scottish songs on my mind because I'm going to run back home tomorrow and go to Scotland on Monday. So I'd like to start with an Irish song called Gentle Maiden and then a Scottish song called Rolling Hills of the Border. I've traveled far, wandered wide. I've seen the Hudson and I've seen the Clyde. I've courted by Loch Lomond's side, but I dearly love Border. There's a certain peace of mind. Bonny lassies, there you'll find men so sturdy yet so kind. Among the hills of the border, bury me low, so I can hear the bonny tweed blow. A sweeter place I never did know. The rolling hills of the border. Lady who's 85 years old, lives in Kentucky, and when she was 17, she sang for Cecil Sharp. And she has some magnificent ballads that she still remembers, but she says you need some little songs to go in between. And this is one that she taught me called A Starry Night for Ramble, that she says her mother used to call one of the little songs. Like a game of croquet or bowling on the green, I like a little boating to pull against the stream. But of all the games I like the best, the one that's my delight, it is to take a ramble on a starry night. A starry night for ramble through the flowery dell, through the bush and bramble, kiss and never tell. I love her so, you know, and in her ear to whisper the words you all must know. But of all the things I like the best, the one that's my delight, it is to take a ramble on a starry night. A starry night for ramble through the flowery dell, through the bush and bramble, kiss and never tell. But black is the color of my true
Thank you, Betty. Wasn't that beautiful? And I want to show you that she's on record. This is her second record. And the title of it is For My Friends of Song. Betty Smith, psaltery, Appalachian dulcimer, guitar, and vocals. Isn't it wonderful? With John McCutcheon, Jack Wright, and Gray Larson. She has just given me this, and I'll certainly treasure it. And I hope that she brought a whole lot with them, and that you with her, and that you buy her out. I want to tell you that Gamble Rogers has a record too, his first, and I'm sure he has some with him. And we were thrilled to get in the mail one from Bob Pavitt, way up in Alaska. It's a beautiful record, and again, you should add that record to your collection of treasures. And of course, you know that Will McLean is on record, and he has a book too, Florida Sand. So these artists that you are hearing tonight are very, very special. Here's another special friend, Dan Tillinghast, from Stone Mound, Georgia, formerly from Miami. He's lived all around. I do believe that Dan is a rambling man. Let's welcome him, though.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Getting into discussions about microphones here. Anybody got a copy? No CBers in the audience? That'd be ridiculous. There was a little ship, and she sailed upon the sea. She went by the name of the Golden Vanity, and she feared she would be taken by the Turkish enemy. As she sailed on the lowland, lowland, low, as she sailed the lowland sea, up stepped the cabin boy and boldly outspoke he. And he said to my captain, what will you give to me if I swim alongside of the Turkish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, as I sink her in the lowland sea. Well, I will give you silver, I'll give to you a fee. And my eldest, fairest daughter, your bonny bride will be, if you swim alongside of the Turkish enemy. And you sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, yeah, sink her in the lowland sea. So the cabin boy made ready, and overboard sprang he. And he swam to the side of the Turkish enemy, and with his little auger he bored holes three. And he sank her in the lowland, lowland, low, sank her in the lowland sea. Then the sailor boy swam back to the cheering of the crew. But the captain would not heed him, for his promise he did rue, and he scorned his poor entreatings as so loudly he did sue. And he left him in the lowland, lowland, low, left him in the lowland sea. Then the sailor boy, he swam round to the other side, and up to his messmates so bitterly he cried, messmates, pick me up, for I'm drifting with the tide. And I'm sinking in the lowland, lowland, low, sinking in the lowland sea. Then the messmates picked him up, but on the deck he died. So they wrapped him in his hammock that was so soft and white. They lowered him overboard, and he's drifting with the tide. And he's sinking in the lowland, lowland, low, sinking in the lowland sea. Now there is a little ship who sails upon the sea, and she goes by the name of the Golden Vanity. She fears she will be taken by the Spanish enemy. As she sails on the lowland, lowland, low, sails the lowland sea. Thank you. Several years ago, I can't remember what year it was in particularly, Will MacLean wrote another song. I think Will has about 300 of them copyrighted right now. But Will can't put music down on paper, so I put it down on a paper for him, and he got this one published. And it's one of the more popular Will MacLean songs. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark to brown and yellow sand. It was on a summer's evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. There he stood, his red eyes burning, slobbers running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chilled me to my very maw. Times at night, I gets to thinking, and the shivers cold my spine. I walks out to that moonlight, that old wild hog on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock, I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark to brown, yellow sand. Dark to brown, yellow sand. Wild hog. Thank you. You know, we all appreciate all of you people sitting out there in the rain. What happened to Barbara? Barbara Mueller, there you are. Come here. Several years ago, we got caught in a hellacious rainstorm. I mean, this is a trickle. And Barbara Mueller and I took it upon ourselves to do, there's a hole in the bucket. And we thought it sort of fit the occasion, and I think it does now. Right?
Henry?
Yeah, what you want?
Go fetch me some water.
How can I fetch you some water? There's a hole in the bucket. Oh, wait a minute now. There's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, there's a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fix it, dear Liza? With what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw.
But the straw is too long, dear Liza, the straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Then cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then cut it, dear Henry, cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what shall I cut it, dear Liza, with what?
Yeah. With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry. With an axe. Careful, don't chop your foot off.
Wouldn't work. 'Cause the axe is too dull, dear Liza, dear Liza. The axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Henry. Sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then sharpen it, dear Henry, sharpen it.
With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, with what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, with what?
With a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a stone, dear Henry, try a rock.
But the stone is too dry, dear Liza, the stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Well, if you walk over to the edge of the stage, then wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry, then wet it, dear Henry, wet it.
I got a dumb question. With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what shall I wet it, dear Liza, with what?
Funny you should ask. Try water, dear Henry, dear Henry. Try water, dear Henry, spit on it.
But there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, there's a hole. Thank you.
Well, we have a very special fellow here tonight. Frank Mitchell from over Lake City Way, our shoeshine man. Frank has been charming our audiences for a long time with his ability to beat out rhythms with his rag on his boss's shoe. And with him is George Heaps Nelson to play a little rhythmic tune.
Thank you. bit. I'll get a little of that Swan River music.
Yeah, okay, if you don't leave it on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Capel. Thank you, George. Let's all thank them again. Give them a big hand. He'll be back. Now, let's welcome another favorite. We've got lots of favorites. Michael Moore from Naples, Florida. He's one of our very special singers.
Let's see if this thing's in tune.
Well, I don't want a greenback dollar. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is your love, darling. Only say that you'll be mine. I was born in East Virginia and North Carolina. I did roam. There I met a tender maiden. Her name and age I do not know. Her hair it was a bright sun color, and her lips were ruby red, and on her breast she wore white lily, and there I long to lay my head. I don't want your greenback dollar, and I don't want your diamond ring, and all I want your love, darling. Only say that you'll be mine. Oh, when I'm dead and in my coffin and with my toes turned toward the sun, won't you come and sit beside me, darling, and think upon the thing you've done. Well, I don't want a greenback dollar, and I don't want your diamond ring, and all I want is your love, darling. Only say that you'll be mine. When they built the great Titanic, said, tell you what we'll do. We'll build a ship the water will not go through. God with his mighty hand said that ship it will not stand. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down, down, down. Sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Sad when that great ship went down. When the great Titanic was a long way from the shore, and the rich folks decreed they wouldn't ride with the poor, they put the poor below. They were the first that had to go. It was sad when that great ship went down below. And it was sad when that great ship went down, down, down. Sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children had to die. And it was sad when that great ship went down. On one Sunday morning, well, it was just about 4 o'clock, when the great Titanic, she began to reel and rock. Women, children began to cry. 1,600 had to die. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad when that great ship went down. Sad when that great ship went down. There were husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when that great ship went down. Thank you. It's a harbor for the weary in a wild Atlantic storm, a haven for the restless along the St. John's River shore. Have another sip of whiskey and its imported Georgia corn, and you'll hear the song of old San Juan in Northeast Florida. Will the rich folks have their money, and the poor folks have their time, and the farmers have their pork and beans, and the sailors have their wine, and the rest of us, we get to sing the blues, sing them out real fine. I am just a rambler who's headed down the line, where the cypress trees are growing, and by the towns that we all know. Saw the St. John River a-breathing, how the oceans ebb and flow. Saw the river weather factories and storms that they did throw. Oh, the St. John River loves to sing the songs of the northeast winds that blow. And it's a harbor for the weary in a wild Atlantic storm, and a haven for the restless along the St. John's River shore. Have another sip of whiskey and its imported Georgia corn, and you'll hear the song of old San Juan in Northeast Florida. Thank you very much.
Michael Moore. Barbara Mueller from Lake Mary. She's been out here briefly. Let's welcome her again. Barbara Mueller. Can you find a dry spot?
No, I'm just putting it down here. That's why I've got those cases. You all have been real great tonight, sitting out there in the rain. The only thing I want to know is, how many of you people washed your cars before you came here this morning? Well, you feel like doing some singing? Thought it might be kind of appropriate if we did a sea shanty. I saw a boat go down the road just a minute ago. So this is about a rather unfortunate character who turned perhaps a handicap into a winning thing. His name is Reuben Ranzo. And the way a sea shanty goes is you have the leader who sings the verses, and very often the verses were somewhat unsingable in polite company. These are expurgated. And the crew, in an effort to raise the sails or raise the anchor or whatever they had to pull at, would answer with Reuben Ranzo. And your part goes like this. I'll sing, "Oh, pity poor Reuben Ranzo." And you sing, "Ranzo boys, Ranzo. Oh, poor old Reuben Ranzo." And your part is, "Ranzo me boys, Ranzo." You think you can do that with gusto? Okay. "Oh, poor old Reuben Ranzo. Ranzo boys, Ranzo. Oh, pity poor Reuben Ranzo. Ranzo me boys, Ranzo." It's a little waterlogged. Let's see if we can dry it out as we go along. "Oh, Ranzo was no sailor, Ranzo boys, Ranzo, but he shipped aboard a whaler, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. Now he washed but once a fortnight, Ranzo boys, Ranzo. He said it was his birthright, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. Now Ranzo was no beauty, Ranzo boys, Ranzo. He could not do his duty, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. So they took him to the gangway, Ranzo boys, Ranzo. And they gave him 39, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. The captain had a daughter, Ranzo boys, Ranzo. Said, "Father, do have mercy, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo." Now the poor captain being a good man, Ranzo boys, Ranzo. He took him to the cabin, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. He took him to the cabin, Ranzo boys, Ranzo. And he gave him wine and brandy, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. And he taught him navigation, Ranzo boys, Ranzo, to fit him for his station, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. And he married the captain's daughter, Ranzo boys, Ranzo, and sailed for all blue water, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. He's captain of a black ball liner, Ranzo boys, Ranzo, and nothing could be finer, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo. A cheer for Captain Ranzo, Ranzo boys, Ranzo. Hurrah for Captain Ranzo, Ranzo me boys, Ranzo.
As Indians usually do, Father soldiers came back as they always return, drove the Indians off of their land, fired 400 villages, watched them all burn, ended the struggle Vita Chuco began. Now there are no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white men to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne and for Colonel Dan Noonan a lake. 400 years have gone by since that night Vita Chuco slashed De Soto's face. Now white men are living on King Payne's prairie. They're sailboating on Dan Newland's lake.
Thank you very much. Barbara Meacham back here asked me to do a song I did last night called "Walk Proud, My Son." So we're going to do that. Then another one of Will's songs and call it a night. Well, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy.
Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. We lived away back in the hills with the bears and the whippoorwills. The closest store was 35 miles away. Although I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes, I can hear the words my mother always said. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Now I've got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. Seems like I buy him something every day. He's got everything money can buy, and it sometimes makes me cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for the things you want to buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high.
Thank you.
This is Will's song, I guess the one people know Will more for. It's the great hurricane that struck South Florida in 1928, killed 4,000 people, and for a down song, this is a happy one.
We thought it'd be most appropriate, too.
Because if you don't drown here, maybe we'll make it. It was in the late 20s that there came a great flood. Drowned 4,000, their graves was the mud. But nothing could withstand that great tidal wave. Now the ghosts of the vanished still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling, seeking for other poor souls. Seminoles left there in the haste and with speed. Their wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, children turned black as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling, seeking for other poor souls.
Timmy, Lake Okeechobee blue waters are cold. Now Lake Okeechobee is calm and serene. The land all around it is fertile and green. But the people get fearful when the wild winds do roam. They look at the earth dam and they think of their home.
Lord, hold back the waters
of Lake Okeechobee. For Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
One more time.
Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling, seeking for other poor souls. Lord, Lake Okeechobee, blue waters are cold.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The bass player is Tim DeMass, in case any of you wondered.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Don. Thank you, bass accompaniment there. That was great. Another very special person who's here tonight, a great singer, environmentalist, who sings songs on behalf of his employer, the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. He travels the state communicating the point of view through song. Dale learned to play the guitar at his father's knee in Kentucky. Dr. Linda Bittner is a health educator, and this she's accompanying him on the bass. This is Dale's umpteenth Florida Folk Festival. Let's welcome Dale Crider.
Thank you very much. You look like a permanent fixture here. There's been various assaults on Florida rivers. Thank God the Suwannee hasn't had such as the Kissimmee. We'd like to do a song about the Kissimmee River, and we haven't even named it yet, but we wrote it a couple of months ago. Reverse the engineers, let the dredges disappear, and let old Kissimmee wind free. Old Kissimmee River, how clever your marsh is entwined. As the rain drops its spell over the prairies of wire grass and thyme, will your wetlands persist? Can your cattle subsist till the seasons the waters renew? Oh, the ranch lands are troubled land. The ranch lands are double for the taxes for drainage overdue. A ditch down the heart, channelized apart, wasted a river and a dream. Pastures bone dry, bass fisheries die, wasting a treasure for me. Reverse the engineers, let the dredges disappear, and let old Kissimmee wind free. Oh, reverse the engineers, let the dredges disappear, and let old Kissimmee wind free.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't think there's anything more important to people in Florida to realize how important natural cycles are to us. From the flood to the drought, We'd like to sing a song that we wrote, which is going to be the title of our next album. It's called Natural Cycles.
Nature wonders how much longer can man's plunder stumble along. Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles carry me home. Now what complications are in store for things like natural water if we let our minds forget our pledge to keep them clean? Then we'll keep in mind the rest of mankind that's coming around hereafter. These times are plenty, not so many, a wasting machine. Though I care for those that no one knows and the generations after, and why should it be that we should leave a single natural thing? Should it concern me for their future as I suck the current nurture from a technology test which warps my brain? Oh, they say, man, he's a creature of habit, and he's no different from a rabbit, 'cause every birth becomes accustomed to the need that before tomorrow beckons. Mother Nature, I reckon, decides what kind of animals she feeds. Nature wonders how much longer can man's blunder stumble along. Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles carry me home. Natural cycles, natural. Now, for those who feel defeated, claimed your damaged arm is treated, but what the Joneses are wasting with the time. If you're moved by such discretion toward Mother Nature's lesson, could it be that you might be first in line? Put a little bit more nature in your mind. Nature wonders how much longer can man's plunder stumble alone. Natural cycles, beautiful cycles, natural cycles carry me home. Natural cycles, natural cycles, natural cycles carry me home.
Seems like we've had a lot of natural cycles here this afternoon and tonight, but you all are just precious people for coming out here in this rain. Real diehard fans, and we're
I've never seen one of these things rained out, and I think it's just the greatest thing in the world that people will come here with enough rain gear to subside. We might all float down the Suwannee, but we're going to enjoy it and get another successful White Springs under our belt, aren't we? We'd like to leave with a song that Bill Monroe made famous on the Grand Ole Opry. It's kind of as bluegrass as you're going to get. It's called Mule Skinner Blues.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Shine. Do you need another Mule Skinner? Captain. Well, good morning, shine, little sunshine, we could use it. Do you know the river mule Skinner? Down on that moonshine line, and we could booze it. Oh,
where you get more for your money, more excitement, more fun than at a Florida folk festival. Don't you agree? And I wouldn't trade my job for any I know. I mean that sincerely. It's just wonderful to be close to all these people. They're my special friends, and I do treasure them. Well, I think the Wild Bunch have rested enough now. Let's call them back. Florida Cloggers, Orlando, Frank Cunningham, and the Sawgrass Boys accompanying. And, of course, they've just been practicing their fingers to the bone.
Of course. Mics on
Thank you.